The Nafka Minah is Lemichlam Elei Umichlam.
So Rashi says, Kishemaskirun Lei Boshes. When you remind him later on in life the way you embarrassed him when he was younger, or Machlim Lo Isebo Mitztayir, he has embarrassment because of that. So therefore, even though maybe when he's a kid, he doesn't realize it right then, but if you remind him later on that I did this to you when you were younger, that's called a busha, so you would have to pay for it.
To hear the chilek between a gadol and a katan doesn't mean whether you're rich or whether you're poor, it just means whether you're older or whether you're younger. This much a man would agree to, that there's a different type of a busha whether you're older or whether you're younger. If you embarrass an older man, it's more busha than you embarrass the younger person. That a man agrees to. He just says there's no difference whether you're rich or whether you're poor, that everybody is equal. But whether you're older or whether you're younger, that he agrees to, there's a different amount of busha. If you embarrass the younger kid, there's not that much embarrassment. Whereas you embarrass an older person, there's more embarrassment. So this much Rav Meir would agree. This much Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir would agree to. Therefore, the Mishnah, the Brisa could come out even according to Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah says,
Hamabayish es orim, if you embarrass a person that's not dressed. Hamabayish es asuma, you embarrass the blind person. Vahamabayish es hayoshin, you embarrass somebody that's sleeping. Chayiv. And all these cases is the chayiv for the busha. But the opposite way, v'yoshin shabayish, a person that's sleeping, and the chavayis, while he was sleeping, he turned over somebody else, or he uncovered somebody else, he embarrassed you, still potter, he's potter, since he's sleeping, he's potter. Nofo minagag, let's say a person falls off a roof, fehezik, and he embarrasses somebody, yubayish, and he embarrasses the person. Then he comes down on top of a person and embarrasses him and then hurts him. So chayiv ala nezik or potter ala boishes. Like we had before in the Chav Zayin, that for Nezek, Yechayiv even Shoigeg, even without Kavon, Yechayiv, or the Mud Le'olam. But for Busha, you only Chayiv Adim Miskavon, you have to have a Kavonah to embarrass somebody. Here you have no intentions, no Kavonah to embarrass him. You were just falling off a roof. So since you have no intentions of embarrassing here, therefore you're part of Busha. But for Nezek, that's the Klal, or the Mud Le'olam, Yechayiv even B'Shoigeg also. You're not on this Gomer here, you should have watched yourself not to fall off. Therefore, you chayiv for the nezik. So it must like this. Tanur Rabbanan went like this. B'ayi shay orum chayiv. If you embarrass somebody that's undressed, you chayiv. But v'yeinu doim b'ayi shay orum b'ayi shay lovush. There's a big difference when you embarrass somebody that's undressed than somebody that's dressed. B'ayi shay b'ayi shay merchus. You embarrass somebody in the bathhouse, chayiv. But v'yeinu doim b'ayi shay b'ayi shay merchus b'ayi shay b'shuk. There's still a big difference. Omamar, what did we just say? B'ayi shay orum. If you embarrass somebody who's undressed, still chayiv. You still have to pay for the bush you gave him. For the Gemara, Orim Abar Boishesu, if somebody is naked, undressed, how can you embarrass him? Like Mechura Ein Lecha Busha, Godam is there. The guy is standing in Shusha Rab, undressed, and naked, so how could you do more embarrassing to him? Amar Rav Papa, the case is like this. My Orim, what does it mean he's undressed? It doesn't mean he's really naked. The also Zika Karchinu Lamani. The wind came and picked up his dress a little bit. Picked up his clothing a little bit. The Yosu, and this person came now, the Lino Tvei, picked up the dress, the clothing even more. Ubaisha, and he embarrassed him. That's the case, you still have to pay for the busha. But you add it to the busha, of that you have to pay. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here.
You saw again, that's pay for from the base. Mishnah says again, Hamavayish es orim. If you embarrass somebody, you're undressed naked. You embarrass a blind person. You embarrass somebody that's sleeping. Chayev, still you chayev to pay the boishes. The yoshin shabayis potter, a person that's sleeping. While he was sleeping, he hit somebody and he embarrassed him. He's potter. It's like an honest, he's potter. Shalabi kavona. What about nofum and agag, you fall off a roof. The hezik, and a person falls down on somebody and does damage to the person who bayish, he also embarrasses him. So chayiv, you come down and crush his hat, you embarrass the guy. So chayiv al nezik, for the nezik you have to pay, even though you're not miskavin, for other mood li'elam. But upotar al boishes, achihei miskavin, to pay for boishes for the embarrassment you gave him, that you potter until you have kavona. You potter unless you're mechavin to do the busha. Turn around, word like this. Baishu orum chayiv. If you embarrass somebody that's naked, you chayiv. But the yena daima baishi orum labaisha lovish. But you don't have to pay that much, because since he's not dressed, it's not that much of an embarrassment. So where's the question? Same thing. Baishu beveis hamerchatz chayiv. If you embarrass somebody in the bathhouse, is you have to pay for busha. But the yena daima baishi beveis hamerchatz labaisha b'shuk. There's a big difference if you embarrass him in the bathhouse where he's undressed anyway, or you embarrass him outside on the street. There's a bigger embarrassment. Now, Omama, what did we just say? Bai shei orim chayiv. If you embarrass somebody that's naked, still you have to pay. For at the Gemara, orim ba bushu. If a person that's walking around the street naked, he has no busha. So how could you embarrass him? Such a person, you can't embarrass him. Papa says like this. My orim, you know what the Mishnah means to say? If you embarrass somebody that's not dressed, it means to say like this. Avada, the person was dressed, was wearing his clothing. But just we also ziko karchinu lemani. It was windy that day, and the wind came and lifted up his clothing. So he got a little, he was embarrassed because of that. But the wind just lifted up his clothing a little bit. The also, this person came now, talinu tfei. He had picked up the clothing even more. Ubaishe, and he embarrassed him. So for that busha, you have to pay him. You gave him embarrassment. Even though it's not like a normal dressed person, because here the dress was up anyway. But since you picked it up more, for that more, you have to pay for the busha. Baisha b'beis ha-merchitz. If you embarrass somebody in the beis ha-merchitz, chayif. For the Gemara, beis ha-merchitz, b'boishas hu. Again, the half-meter is in the bathhouse, you're undressed there. If a person is undressed, how can you embarrass him? Amarapopo, she'baisha yagabe ha-nohor. We're talking about that not that he was in the beis ha-merchitz, he was by the river. By the river, the pshat is there, people don't go undressed there. So if you undress somebody by the river, for that you have to pay for busha. There is not a derech to walk undressed. Boy Rav Papa, Papa asks a question like this. Boy Rav Abba Bar Mamon. Baisha Yoshon Umeis. You embarrass somebody when he was sleeping, and then he died. He died in his sleep. Rashi says, Meis Beteich Shinosai, Vulehikibe Baishosai, Shosoloi Zemau. He never realized the embarrassment you gave him. Could be while he was sleeping, you uncovered him. You took off the clothes. He was sleeping there without. He was sleeping naked. He had no clothing. He had a cover over him, and you went and took the cover off him. So you embarrassed him, but he was sleeping, and then he died that night. Not because of you, he died. So the question is, do you have to pay the yorshim, the kids, for the busha that you gave him? That's the shayla. Mahu, my kami boile. What's the question over here? Amar Rav Zvid, hocha kami boile. This is the question. Mishum kisufehu. What's the pshat you have to pay for busha? If you embarrass somebody, you have to pay him. Why do you have to pay for the embarrassment? Rashi says, kisufa means chafiyas ponim. That means you embarrass the person himself. If he gets a red face, when he hears about what you did to him, he gets embarrassed. So you have to pay him for the embarrassment you actually gave him. If so here, he did receive the embarrassment. For less like sufa. Here, since the person died that night, he never realized what you did to him, he never really had the embarrassment. So then you don't have to pay the yorshim. Oiduma, the other side is no. Oiduma, maybe, mishum zilusehu. The reason why you have to pay for busher is, because you made a zilusa means you were mezalzel him. You made fun of him, in front of Rabin, even though he doesn't realize it. Even though Rashi says, v'yafo pi shein nesham alibay, even though for he himself, he doesn't care about it. But if you embarrassed him in front of other people, and other people think less about him now because of the busha that you gave him, that's why you have to pay for busha. Because you embarrassed him in front of other people, you mezalzel him in front of other people. If so, v'yo uzle, here this person is left with a thought of zilusa, as other people remember him as if they saw him undressed. So you mezalzel him in front of other people, maybe you'll have to pay even though the person didn't even realize it. So that's the question. What do you have to pay for busha? The Gemara says, Toshim, I'm coming here. It says, Rabbi Meir says, Cheresh v'koton yesh lehem boishes. If you embarrass a cheresh, a person deaf and dumb, or a koton, you have to pay for the embarrassment you gave them. Shaita ain't loy boishes. But if you embarrass the fool, you don't have to pay. There's no embarrassment to a fool. Now it's like this. Iyam rut bishlanit, you're going to tell me, Mishum zilusa, the reason why you have to pay for busha is for the fact, not that he was embarrassed, but you mezalzel them in front of other people, so other people think less of him now. Hainu diktani katan. That's why it says if you embarrass a katan, a small kid, even though he himself doesn't realize the bush, he doesn't get embarrassed. But since other people think less of him now, that's why you have to pay him. But el iyamet, if you're going to tell me though, mishum kisufa, no, you have to pay for the embarrassment. The fact you embarrassed the person himself, the embarrassment that he received. If so, the question is, katan ba boishesu. Does the cotton have embarrassment? What do you have to pay the cotton for? He doesn't get embarrassed.
Elul's Gemara says no. Elamai mishum zilusa. So what do you want to tell me? You have to pay now because you're mezalzel. Other people think less of him now. If so, afit l'shot yanami. That even if you embarrass the shait, the fool also should have to pay. Because the mice in the eyes of other people, he looks worse now. So Gemara says no. Amri, I'll tell you. Shaita, ein lucha, boishas gudai lemizu. I'll tell you, shaita, there's no more embarrassment than this. Like, if a person's a fool, that's the biggest zulus in the eyes of people. So no matter what a fool does, people don't think worse of him now. Once they know you're a fool, you can't be thought worse of than being a fool. So even though somebody embarrasses the fool, people don't think worse of him now because you made him undressed. They think the same way they thought about him before. The guy's a total fool, that's all. So therefore, if you embarrass a fool, you're potter. Mikol Mokel, the Mordechai says, still though, Nifshit Minei Mishum Zilusahu. But still, since we see if you embarrass the Kotem, you have to pay him, so it should be a proof that the embarrassment is not for he himself, but it's what other people think about him. Dimishum Kisufa Kotem Ba Kisufahu. Because if it's because of the embarrassment of the kid, does the kid get embarrassed? So the Mordechai says, yes. Kidiyomer Papa says, the Michlam Olei, O Michlam, that in case we remind him later when he gets older what you did to him when he was younger, he'll be embarrassed. So a kid can also have embarrassment. I'll tell you, I'm here also. The Michlam Elei, O Michlam, that later on when you remind him what happened, he feels embarrassed. So therefore, there is an embarrassment to a cotton, therefore you chayv. Rav Papa says, this is our question. Mishum kisufa didehu v'ha mislei. Again, the question was, were you embarrassed somebody when he was sleeping? And then the person died. So what do you have to pay or not? One svar is no, you should be potter, because you only pay for the embarrassment you gave him, and here he died, he didn't receive any embarrassment. Oiduma, maybe mishum boishas mishpacha. Maybe you have to pay embarrassment, because the mishpacha feels bad now. Like you did something bad to their mishpacha, they're embarrassed. So maybe it's because of the boishas of the rest of the mishpacha. And here you have it. People will talk about that somebody in your family was undressed. So therefore, maybe you have to pay even though he died. So that's the question. And this the Gemara again says, Toshma coming here. It says, Cheresh v'katan yesh le'boishis. Shoita ein le'boishis. Now, iyam with bishleim mishum boishis mishpocha haino diktoni katan. That's why if you embarrass a small kid, you have to pay the boishis. Because the mishpocha was embarrassed. Elo, but if you're going to tell me, Elo iyam, if you're going to tell me, mishum kisufa didei, that the embarrassment is what you embarrass the kid himself. If so, the question is, Koton bar boishesu. Does the kid have embarrassment? He doesn't get embarrassed. The kid doesn't know what you're doing to him. So what's the embarrassment to a kid? Why should you have to pay? So Gemara says, no, it's still a kashya though. Elamais, if so, what do you want to tell me? Mishum boishes to b'nei mishpocha. You know why you have to pay? Because you embarrass the rest of the family. If so, afilu shaitan ami. When you embarrass a fool, it should also be. The rest of the family feels bad now. Gemara says, no, again, you don't feel worse. If you have a fool in the family, you feel bad, you have a fool. But whatever happens to the fool, you don't feel worse. It's one feeling bad that you have a fool, that's all. But Gemara says, even so though, nifshit mino, let's be poishit from here, to mishum boishes mishpacha, that the question is, it's a boishes mishpacha. Di mishum kesufa, because this, if it's being embarrassed, Koton bar kisufa yo. Does the koton get embarrassed? So Mora says no. On the Rapapa says back no. Could be there's no proof. E the michlam melei o michlam. It could be the reason why you chayiv to pay when you embarrass the kid. Maybe embarrassment is to the person himself. Just later on, when somebody reminds him what happened to him when he was younger, he becomes embarrassed. So therefore, you have to pay for this. And I'll tell you for Tanya to proof. I'll bring you proof of this. For Tanya we learned. Rabbi Yehuda says, Cheresh yesh leboishes. Shoito ein leboishes. Whenever you embarrass the Cheresh, you have to pay. You can embarrass him. He gets embarrassed. Or Shoito, a fool, can never be embarrassed. You don't have to pay. Koten, but a kid, it depends. Pomim yesh loy, pomim ein loy. Sometimes you have to pay for the embarrassment you did to a kid, and sometimes not. When yes and when not. The case is like this. Ha de michlam melei o michlam. When you remind him later when he become old, when he was older, what happened to him when he was young and he feels bad, he feels embarrassed about it, then you have to pay. Because the busher is that the kid himself feels bad, what happened to him when he was younger. But ha, when do we say yipata, de michlam melei v'lei michlam? Even though you remind him later what happened to him when he was younger, he jokes about it, doesn't mean anything to him. Then yipata.
So you see, the payment is not because the mishpacha feels bad, but it depends upon the kid himself. Does he himself feel bad? When he himself feels bad, when he hears about it later, you have to pay him the bushon. When he doesn't feel bad, then you put it. But then the Mishnah says, Hamavayin shes asumah. If you embarrass a blind person, you have to pay. So Gemara says, Mas nisim the like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tatanya we learned. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer. Suma ain't like vicious. But a blind person, you can't embarrass him. There's no embarrassment to a blind person. So Rashi learns like this. Suma ain't like vicious. Rabbi Yehuda means if a suma, a blind person, embarrasses somebody else, the blind person is potter. That's Rabbi Yehuda's diyuk. So Rashi says the Mishnah is not mashm like that. Because our Mishnah says the only time you potter is if a person is sleeping. And while he's sleeping, he touches and embarrasses somebody else, and then he's potter. Because he didn't have kavana. But mashma, even though you're a blind person, if you have intentions of embarrassing somebody, you would be chayiv. So look, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says a suma does not have to pay for busha. And the kachoy Rabbi Yehuda potter. Mechayev Golas, the same thing Rabbi Yehuda also said, if a Suma kills somebody, Mishoigeg, he's potter from going to Golas. Or Mechayev Malkius, if a Suma did a chet and it's Chayev Malkius, he's potter. Or Mechayev Mises Bezdin, if a Suma kills somebody, it was Mechal Shabbos, we don't kill him. Bezdin doesn't kill a Suma. Now, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say a Suma is different, a blind person is different? Samura says, Gomar Einecho Einecho Meyedim Zememim. He learns it out from Eidim Zememim. Ma Hosom Sumim Loi, just like Eidim Zememim. If they can't see, there's no parsh of Edom Zememim. Like, no parsh of Edom Zememim is that you're saying you saw something. If you're blind, how can you say you saw it? So Rashi says, Edom Zememim ksiv, loy sochas einecho lov. The vashis nami ksiv, the katasa yas kapo loy sochas einecho. So Edom, Rashi says, it's a svara. Yevshe besumim, to be in Ria. Because Edom is that you saw something. The yim leroa, shekota yoda shechavera hech yayin. If you didn't see the way Reuven killed or cut somebody, how could you say Edom? So that's pshita to Edom is only if you could see. If you're blind, you can't be Edom. Now it says the same lashon of Einecho by Vaishis. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, just like by the parsha of Edom, that Asume is potter, that Edom Zememim, the same thing, the parsha of Vaishis is also potter. That Asume, if he embarrasses somebody else, he's potter. Here. Now, right. Mechayev Golas. How does he know to say assume if he kills somebody mishegig, he's potter from going to Golas? Tetanya, the pasuk says b'lo rois that you did not see him, that you did a mishegig, but prat l'suma divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But it means to exclude somebody that can't see. Here the pasuk is mash, but you killed somebody mishegig, you didn't realize it. Rashi says b'lo rois mash mishuroyi b'makam acher the kan hoye b'lo rois. Mashma, now you killed this person by not realizing, don't see him. Mashma, you could see, just him you didn't see. But assume that can't see anybody, there's no pasha to go to Golas. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda dashes. Rabbi Meir says just the opposite. L'rabbis is a suma. No, that if a suma kills somebody, b'shoigeg, the suma goes to Golas. Now, what's the machlekes? My time with Rabbi Yehuda, omaloch, v'asheyo v'yesroyeyo v'yar lachtev etzim. You go to the forest to chop down wood. That's the case of if you kill somebody, Mishoigan, you got a Golas. Now, Pasha the Post is talking about, Suma, even though you're blind, if you're going to chop down wood and you kill somebody, you got a Golas. Then the Post says, Blay Royce Lamute, to tell me that no, a Suma, if he kills somebody, Mishoigan, he doesn't got a Golas. Rabbi Meir, Kosar Rachmana Blay Royce Lamute, says no, Blay Royce, tell us no, that a Suma is Potter. But the Kosar Rachmana Bavli Das, Lamute, a second time it says Amiyat. If you don't have das, it's having Miyat Achamiyat. The Amiyat Achamiyat El Rabbis. It's coming to include something that even a Suma has the pasha of a Golas. If you have Yehuda, Hahu Bali Das Pratlam Skavinu Diyosa. It's coming to say, unless if you have Kavona, then you put the Golas. So that's Kitzar, if Yehuda knows that a Suma is potter from Golas. Now, Mechayev Mises Bezdin, how do we know he's potter? Ask your Tzerech Mitzerech, Mechayev Golas. Just like a Suma is potter from Golas, a Suma is potter to be killed from Bezdin. Chayev Malkius, how do we know? Ask your Rosh Hashanah, Mechayev Mises Bezdin. It says Rosh Hashanah in both places, so just like one Suma is potter from Chayev Misa, the same thing as Suma is potter from Malkius. Tani, they've learned another Braisa. The Yehuda says, Suma ain't like Vaishas. A Suma has